We're really excited about having you on the Northwest Coast tomorrow, and I guess you're probably as excited as well.
Yeah, I mean, our players are obviously excited to get back up there. We started our training camp weeks ago up in the north, and trying to cover that area and start to create a fan base. And now that we actually have some games on tap up there, it should be fun.
Yeah, has it surprised you how well the team's been embraced by the Tasmanian public? I mean, everyone's excited about it.
I mean, it hasn't surprised me. I know that the state has a rich basketball history that's not overly been told very much. And I think, over the last X amount of months that myself have been here working with the Bloodlines group that we put together of former players and coaches, and just the fans in general starting to get excited about seeing basketball and the reality of our players being in market just shows that there's a great history here. And hopefully these fans will embrace us and make this their home team for them.
I know the Blitz is only a preseason competition, but you can take a lot out of that. And with the two games you've had so far, you got beaten by Brisbane, could have won that game, and then beat Cairns on Wednesday night in Hobart. Has it surprised you how easily or how well the team's clicked in the first couple of games?
Well, we have a lot of work to do. You know, we were just, these first two or three games, we're just doing a minute restriction on guys, so we're not trying to play anything in particular other than that everyone gets some minutes out on the floor. And so the thing that has been a pleasant surprise is that our team's, you know, pretty gritty and pretty tough, defensive-minded, and the guys that have been playing are, again, excited to be playing someone else, and we'll get a little more serious later on the Blitz here with some more sterner rotations and seeing where we're at.
I haven't had a chance to head down south yet and check out the My State Arena, but everyone's talking about it. I mean, how good is your home deck?
Yeah, it's going to be a great spot. You know, the reality is we're only in there really 14 times, which is great. But for the entire state, just to have that venue there for concerts and entertainment in general, for people all around the state to come in when they have entertainment available, is just going to be great. It's a great setup for us. It's really at a perfect size, I think, for creating a home court advantage on it. Seats about 5,000, and it can get really loud in there. And our first two games in there were great. The fans were fantastic.
I'm sure there's going to be a fantastic atmosphere at Ulverston tomorrow night as well. I know that you're aware of how passionate people are on the Northwest Coast about basketball. We've got the strongest regional basketball competition, possibly, arguably, in any part of Australia, and we love our basketball here.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the entire state has a rich history. And, you know, one of my main jobs when I got here was to try to create the bloodline groups of these former players and coaches that kind of led the way from the north to the south to make this a state team that everyone can be proud of. And, again, we're obviously excited to get back up north.
With the Blitz being a preseason thing, do you sort of take much notice of the other teams, or are you really just concentrating on what you need to try before the season proper gets underway?
Yeah, I mean, with us, with 15 new players, we just have a lot of things that we have to get done internally with our own group, and so I don't really concern myself overly much with the other teams. It's nice to see them play, but really it's all about us and building our culture and just the connection level of our players and starting to read each other and be on the court together, and that bond that's grown over time, and that's my main concern right now, is just really working on our overall culture and bonding.
Has there been any light bulb moments in the first couple of games when you've gone, geez, that worked better than I expected to, or, oh, that's terrible, we won't try that again?
For me, I wouldn't say no. I would say that, you know, if someone asked me what we have to work on, I said everything. There's just so much stuff to be done, and when you see the games, you just see a lot of things that we can improve on, which to me is very exciting on both ends of the floor, and so there's a huge growth that we still can go, and it's going to take some time to tick all those boxes, but there's a lot of positives moving forward with just the group and how they're playing and how they're being around each other and enjoying each other, and we just have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things to work on.
Well, good luck tomorrow afternoon, Scott. We're really excited to have you here. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. I appreciate it. Thank you.